Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 7:41, 20 degrees in the Twin Cities. On the scoreboard yesterday, Minnesota routed Incarnate Word 75-39 in a rare noon hour game over at Williams Arena in front of over 7,000, as they had a lot of the kids in for the elementary school students were in. Andrew Wiggins' sister was on that team, by the way. She scored, I think, was it 13 last night, something like that. Minnesota beat Nebraska in college hoops. That's an upset, 85-78 over Nebraska. Nice night for Amir Coffey. Man, he looked good. And then tonight you got Minnesota, Calgary in hockey, Jacksonville, Tennessee in football. But last night right here on CCO Radio, everybody's buzzing about these Timberwolves now, beating Charlotte 121-104. Coach Tom Thibodeau joins us. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, always look forward to talking to you, too. I mean, this is really something, your team. 4-9 after that Kings game back in November. Now you're like one of the hottest teams in the NBA. What's the difference?
Well, I think we got players back now. And obviously, we're going through the trade stuff with Jimmy. But along with that, you know, Jeff Teague was out, and that hurt us, and Andrew was out. So we were down a lot of players. And then if you combine that with a heavy road schedule against some of the best teams in the West, and I thought we played well in some of those games. I thought the Golden State game was a very winnable game. The two L.A. games were very winnable. And then the last game, we missed free throws down the stretch at Sacramento. But then we bounced back. We, you know, made the trade, and that added depth. And then we were able to get Andrew back and Jeff back, and that's helped.
Yeah, well, Jeff, what, 18 assists last night?
Yeah, it was terrific. His all-around play was very good, and we're getting a lot of contributions from different people. The bench has been terrific. Derrick Rose has had an all-star type season. Cat is rolling right now. And when you look at the play of our power forwards, when you combine Taj along with Dario, we're getting great production there. And then, of course, Covington is he's a defense unto himself.
Oh, yeah. He's fun to watch. And Taj last night got another double-double, as you mentioned. That's the balance is interesting. But, Coach, one of the things I really enjoyed against Houston the other night was Derrick Rose. It's like, I'm not going to score. I'm just going to pass to everybody.
Yeah, and I think it's really important for our team to understand that. So what they were doing to Derrick, and Derrick's been rolling, he's been so hot, they were double-teaming him everywhere. And first they were trying to deny him as much as they could, and what that did was it opened up other opportunities, and it opened up Cat in the post. And then when Derrick was double-teamed, he just got rid of the ball quick, and we know if we could get the ball out quickly against the trap and make the second pass, we'll get a wide-open shot. And that's who Derrick is. He plays to win. He plays for the team. And, you know, he recognized what they were doing, and he took advantage of that.
You know, another thing I found interesting, I heard Taj Gibson say it. I heard Robert Covington say it. Say walking in a locker room at halftime, they're kind of all talking to each other about, well, let's do this, let's do that in the second half, or this is what we didn't do. And they both remarked that there's a pretty cool chemistry on this team.
Yeah, the chemistry is building. And and even, you know, like as we prepare for teams, you can tell it's much more concentrated, and they're locked in. And I think defensively we've made great strides. And I think adding the toughness of Covington and Saric, and now you start combining that with a Derrick Rose and a Taj Gibson, and now your team plays a lot tougher.
Now you go on the road, Tom. You got four in a row here out on the West Coast starting Saturday night at Portland. Your thoughts on that road trip?
Yeah, it's going to be a great test for us. I think when you look at the West right now, 1 through 14, there's not a lot of separation. So when you do go on the road, you have to bring a toughness with you. And obviously we'll be tested with they have the great backcourt, and, of course, Nurkic up front. And then, you know, when you look at the other teams on that trip, Golden State will be another great test, and then Sacramento and Phoenix. You know, we're gonna have to be ready.
You know, the other part last night, I noticed there were an awful lot of block shots. It was like 11 on the night.
Yeah, Cat's activity has been terrific. I think he's starting to see things a lot quicker. His anticipation, he's protecting the rim better. You know, and we've always been a high deflection team, but we haven't come up with the loose balls, and now we're starting to come up with the loose balls. We're starting to get the block shots, and what that does is it puts us into the open floor, and so we're getting easy scoring opportunities in transition. And then when the ball does go in, I think guys are when we get into the paint, they're making good decisions. And so they were collapsing, and we were kicking out, and we had great rhythm on our threes. And, you know, Cat, when he put it down on the floor, they were coming quickly, and he got it out quickly also. So just playing unselfishly, I think, has been a big plus for us offensively.
You know, I kind of feel bad for you because those players are out there in those bright yellow uniforms and that good-looking purple Prince thing, and I would think they'd get you a matching sport coat.
Yeah. Well, I know they were doing stuff for Craig Sager, who's a terrific guy and a great broadcaster, and I don't know if I could pull that off. He certainly could, but yeah, the players are really excited about the Prince uniforms, and you know, yeah, and we have all the different jerseys, and I know they've been very, very popular.
Well, have a great road trip. It's really been fun watching. Congrats on turning things around here, and then we'll look forward to Saturday's game against Portland.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on again, Dave.
Yeah, always nice to have you on. He's coach, the Minnesota Timberwolves head coach, of course, as you know, Tom Thibodeau, here on WCCO. It is 7:47. Let's look at the sports on the morning news, and we will have much more coming up at 8:40. This morning as well. And of course, we'll have the game with the Wolves in Portland here on Saturday night on WCCO. So it'll be fun. Good luck to the Wild tonight out on their West Coast swing up in Canada now. Not so much on the coast, but they're up in Calgary, which is closer to Banff, which really isn't that close to the coast. But they do have lakes up there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.